This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military spokesman said on Tuesday the army remained focused on fighting Hamas after an explosion in Beirut killed a senior leader of the Islamic militant group.
Tzal nimtza b'muchanut gvoa meod.
The attack in Beirut, blamed on Israel, has raised concerns that Lebanon's Hezbollah group could strike back in revenge. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, speaking to media from Tel Aviv, made no direct mention of the death of the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas official Salal Arouri. 379 passengers and a crew of Japan Airlines jet managed to get away from a devastating fire that erupted after it collided with a Coast Guard aircraft at a Tokyo airport on Tuesday. However, 5 out of 6 crew on the smaller plane were reported to have died. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Eyewitness footage captured passengers running across the tarmac after leaving the Airbus A350 aircraft on an evacuation slide, having landed from the northern island of Hokkaido. The Japan Airlines plane was overwhelmed by the blaze despite efforts by rescue crews to control it. Broadcaster NHK, citing the Tokyo Fire Department, said at least 17 people on board were injured. The Coast Guard said the collision involved one of its planes headed to Niigata Airport on Japan's west coast to deliver aid following the powerful earthquake which struck on New Year's Day, killing tens of people.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. The powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan have left at least 55 people dead and damaged thousands of buildings, vehicles, and boats. Officials are warning people in some areas to stay away from their homes because of a risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continued on Monday.